It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. Once again, we have covered the world and the news stories that seem to be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Our broadcast partners have reported the details behind each headline that we've discussed today. For example, we went to Washington, D.C. with Colonel Bob McGinnis. We talked about the U.S. buildup in the Persian Gulf. Let me remind you, go to Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5. We see that Persia, known in biblical times by that name, is today Iran. So you can see the connection to current events and Bible prophecy there. Iran is a threat indeed to the entire Middle East. Again, Ezekiel 38:5. Syria's Assad will not step aside. In fact, the president of Syria has been responsible for another major massacre, over 100 people killed. When you look at God's word prophetically, it's Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40, when it's referring to the king of the north, that's modern-day Syria. And then Egypt and its power struggle going on between the newly elected president, who is an Islamist, and the military, who wants to control the Arab state of Egypt. That battle is going on. How the end will come out, we're not exactly sure today, but we know what Bible prophecy says. Egypt is one of those major players that will be involved in the alignment of nations against the Jewish state of Israel. That's Daniel 11, verse 43. We had information coming out of Winky Madad, the Middle East News Update, a European leader in Israel. Well, when you think about the European leader in Israel, along with the report that the Jewish settlements are legal, the Israeli government must legitimize them by annexing them, possibly. And the fact is that the 1967 war was simply a war of defense for the Israelis. That all brings us back to Ezekiel chapter 34, when the Bible talks about how the Lord says 18 times, He will find the Jewish people where they have been scattered, bring them into their land, a land that he's promised to give them. That's Ezekiel chapter 36. And that land will be theirs forever. Well, that's God's word. And God's word, it will come out over every other report that may have been made. Indeed, God's word gives the absolute. Dr. Rob Congdon, he was covering the European Union for us. We talked about the Barroso visit to Israel. President Barroso is the head of the European Commission. And in that conversation, we were talking about how the European Union may well be the revived Roman Empire, at least the infrastructure for it, and then Israel is going to be a counterpart to the revived Roman Empire. When you look at Revelation chapter 13, this revived Roman Empire is where the Antichrist will come from. He will establish a peace agreement among the Jewish people and their neighbors. That's all in Bible prophecy. And Catherine Ashton, who is the chief of foreign policy for the European Union, making her way over to China. That brings to mind the kings of the East, and that's Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12. The other two interviews that I had, one with Ken Ham, the other with Buddy Davis, covered creation in 6 24-hour days and a young earth. And then Buddy talked with us about dinosaurs, major evidence that creation did take place 6,000 years ago in 6 24-hour days. Please re-listen to these interviews. So much to learn from the conversations that we had with our broadcast partner. You can listen to them by going to PTRN at prophecytoday.com. PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. It's radio when you want it, when it's convenient for you to listen. Again, the address, prophecytoday.com, and tell a friend to listen to these conversations as well. By the way, if you take a literal approach to the study of creation and understand what it's talking about, you're going to have to see that the creation account in Genesis 1 is absolute. It was 6 24-hour days. It was about 6,000 years ago. And the truth is that Jesus was the one that created it all. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, by him, by Jesus, were all things created. And in the giving of the Ten Commandments, Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, it says that he did it in 6 days. He created the heavens, the earth, and all that in them is. Well, this brings me to our look at the book today. If you have a Bible, quickly go over to 2 Peter chapter 3. In 2 Peter chapter 3, we read what it's going to be like in the last days, starting in verse 3 and going through verse 7. In verse 4, it talks about those in the last days who will question the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 5, it says, there will be those willingly ignorant of creation. And that's what we focused on in this broadcast of Prophecy Today. But they'll be willingly ignorant of the fact. I don't like that translation. I would say they would be dumb on purpose as to how creation did take place, because they don't study God's word to see the report of the only one that was there at that time and then reported to Moses, who wrote it down in Genesis chapter 1. In verse 6 of 2 Peter chapter 3, we see that the people will also deny the flood, and that's going to be a part of a denial that will also cause them to deny the second coming of Jesus Christ. You see, the flood was a time of judgment. And verse 7 says the next judgment is going to be by fire, and everybody is denying creation and the flood and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ because they're denying judgment. That's what they do not want to face. Well, this is all because of verse 3. It says, knowing this, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. That's what's happening. They're walking after their own lust. Listen, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. In verse 9, he says, I'm not willing that any should perish, but all should come to know me as Lord and Savior. That's why the Lord has not come back. Let me remind you to keep reading here, because in verse 10, it talks about this world being burned up, and that being the case in verse 11, how then we ought to live? What manner of people ought we to be? Do you know you can hasten the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? In verse 12, it says, as we win people to Jesus Christ, that will hasten his coming back to the earth. Well, let's win people to Jesus Christ. When we win people to Jesus Christ, that prepares the Lord so he can come back, because he wants people to be saved. But in addition to that, you have to look at the evidence. On this broadcast, we've talked about the evidence that is very strong that the rapture is near at hand. Verse 14 of 2 Peter 3 says, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things to happen, be diligent. Be diligent. We have to be at the task of winning people to Jesus Christ, but at the same time looking for him to come, which could happen at any moment with the rapture of the church. The rapture of the church, the next event on God's calendar of activities, will call all of us who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior to enter into the heavenlies with him, there to be with Jesus Christ forevermore. And having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...